Each year, somewhere in late September, early October, my parents ask us for a Christmas list. And that's not unusual. Parents all over the world ask their children for a Christmas list. But it's usually younger children, not children who are 28 and 34 years old. And it's not, you know, a simple, you know, what's that one thing you want? It's give us a list of all the things that you want for Christmas. And I never feel comfortable giving my parents a list because I have pretty extravagant taste. And I don't want them to mess up, you know, the labels Christian Louis Vuitton or Yves Saint Laurent or anything like that. So I don't give them names like that. And so I never really give my mom a list, but she always ends up buying me really cool gifts. For example, last year, she got me a 64-gigabyte iPod Touch. Way to go, Mom. I got a flat-screen TV, DJ Hero for my Wii, this lovely Burberry watch, this heart pendant. All of my sister and my aunt that she raised, they all had these heart pendants, and they had these warm stories of, you know, how my mother gave it to them, and every time they wear it, she's close to their heart, and they feel her and everything. So now I'm a part of the heart pendant club. These really cool thigh-high, over-the-knee boots that I was going to wear tonight, except for, you know, it's snowing and everything. So I get these really cool gifts, and my sister gets great gifts, too. But for my sister and I, it's all about our dad, because Christmas is really about him. He likes to open up lots and lots of gifts. So he gets the great gifts. He gets the new PlayStation. He gets the new Wii, any games. He gets golf clubs. Anything that you can think of, this man has it. All right? But see, here's the thing. On Christmas Eve, we all go to my sister's house. And, you know, we're very festive. We decorate the tree. We make our gingerbread house. We sing songs. Everyone has their little corner with their gifts in it. Everything's perfect. It's great. We love each other. But before I go to bed, I have to write a letter to Santa Claus. And I have to bake cookies, the peanut butter kind of cookies that only Santa Claus eats. I mean, really, no one else eats them except Santa. And leave him milk. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. I am 28 years old. I have lived in Africa. I have a master's degree. I teach English to college students. I have a book coming out next year, all right? And I have to write a letter to Santa Claus. And if I do not, this man, and there was this one time that I did not, this man, my loving, dear father, gets really upset. Why didn't you write a letter to Santa Claus? I mean, you know, he came by last night and he wasn't going to stop here at the house. And I had to talk him into stopping here and staying here and having these gifts for you. I don't understand why no one left Santa these peanut butter cookies. Dad, seriously. And I feel so bad because my sister and I, we don't have any kids. So, you know, we have to keep this tradition going. And my parents are very loving and giving. I mean, they give the mail lady and the garbage people Christmas gifts. I mean, they like to give. But I feel so bad because when I turn 30 in a year and a half, I'm not writing Santa any more letters, like, ever again. But just to see that smile on my father's face, I guess it's all worth it, right?